You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Thursday, and Dr. Cheryl White joins us now for the tale of the urban alligators and how the legend began.
Many of us born in the mid to late 20th century will recall a popular urban legend about alligators living in the sewers beneath large cities, especially New York. The legend holds that, in fact, there were lots of alligators that had grown to a quite large size and would prove a menace to anyone who ventured beneath the streets of large metropolitan areas. The most common version of this odd tale seems to originate as far back as the 1930s, when many pet stores in America actually had license and permission to sell baby alligators as pets. They were for fish tanks and aquariums and had great appeal as pets in large urban areas of the North where, one, aquariums were quite common in homes, and two, alligators were a great novelty from the more rural southern states. Of course, like all baby animals, the alligators eventually began to grow up. This legend depends upon the apparent decision by their owners to flush them down the toilet once they had reached a certain size, and therefore, these alligators survived in the sewers. So goes the legend. The fuel of this urban legend was perhaps the 1959 publication of a book by New Yorker Robert Daly called The World Beneath the City, which reported that sewer workers had actually seen large alligators, including large aggressive albino variants of this species. Separating fact from fiction based on eyewitness accounts is difficult, since many workers claim to have never seen such animals. Furthermore, scientists say the conditions of urban sewers would make survival of alligators virtually impossible, as they require warm water and warm air temperatures. However, there is a documented capture of an 8-foot alligator in New York City in 1935 at the bottom of a manhole, presumably having hitched a ride on a riverboat from some point further south. Interestingly, this coincides with the beginning of the stories of alligator infestations in large city sewers, although by the 1950s and 60s, the tale had reached true urban legend proportions. The occasional wayward gator does turn up in unlikely places, no doubt providing more fodder for the legend. In the first decade of the 21st century, there were at least two reported captures of small alligators in New York neighborhoods. These are explainable phenomena and have little to do with the urban legend of the sewer gators. What is the explanation? Since the beginning of recorded history, humankind has been fascinated with the idea that creatures might lurk where they do not belong. America in the post-nuclear age also had concerns about the implications of this new science. No doubt, the cultic-style monster films of the 1950s and 60s helped perpetuate this legend in the imagination as well. Think Creature of the Black Lagoon, for instance. Concerns about what can go wrong in the natural world fires our imagination. Does man rule the animal world, or do they plot against us even now, beneath our cities?
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 with The Shadow Files on Red River Radio.